When you hear anti-racist in the arts, what does that mean? How does that hit you?
So I've been working with our consultant, Justin Lang, and he's been helping us look at some of these historical markers. And the arts as a term didn't get coined till about 1600, 1700 century, right? And it was happening as colonization was happening. So they had to create a narrative by which they could be oppressive to large bodies of indigenous peoples across the world and somehow say what we're doing is okay. And arts was the way in which they could start doing it, right? So what we know as the arts is a very Eurocentric approach, right? Universal, neutral, and all of those things are not how the global majority communities practice it, right? It's very place-based, it's based on a practice, it's for harvest festival, it's for naming a child, it's your grandmother's recipe, it's your uncle weaving. So it's like very community-oriented as opposed to something you sit and watch in a theater, that the Eurocentric idea of arts. So that's what I think about that. And for me also, anti-racism in the arts is like, the arts are not neutral in this, right? We've taken a part in the racist practices. So I think about how I am complicit in this practice. How do I fix that? How do I always listen to people telling me what you're doing is racist and not take it as a bad thing? I need them to tell me that so I can fix it, right? Yeah. So that's the way I come to the anti-racist practice in arts.
A Slice of the Community is made possible by the support of the First Horizon Foundation.